You've seen a zillion of these preseason games. The rookies get so excited for their first NFL experience. Do you get excited to see how you're, after, you know, 2 weeks of camp, how you guys are going to look in an actual game situation?
Yeah, I think everybody looks forward to your first exhibition game. You know, get a chance to see your veterans and see how they fare, you know, against number ones for 12 plays. You always want to play well. You get a chance to take a look at your backups to see how they compete against one another in game situations. You know, you can practice so much, but you kind of look forward to these games.
Your intensity level, obviously, it's different, but once you get out of the first quarter, second quarter, are you still in a game mode yourself?
Well, I'm hoping our team is. That's why you practice. That's why you get better. You know, your bottom line is always the win, but not at the expense of not being able to evaluate your players and still having a plan going in, a substitution plan, and hopefully playing well as a group. One of the things we talk about, you're going to lose some players during the season. When a guy goes down, how does that guy step up and play? Because you're one play away from being a starter. We look at the exhibition games, you know, the same way. We have our starters go 10 to 12 plays, and after that, how do these guys fare? How do they step in and play?
Mike, so, you know, have you seen over the years, you know, you get guys that are so good out here at practice. Are there guys that are just kind of gamers that maybe are, you don't see as much at practice, but once the lights come on and things, have you seen that over your years?
Very seldom. Very seldom. Every once in a while, some guy will stand out and really play well that hasn't practiced that consistently, but that's very unusual. Usually the guys that do it in practice do it during the games. But sometimes you get guys that do it during practice and the game gets too big. They lose their focus and concentration and you know, they don't play like they do at practice. But, you know, both those are the extremes.
A guy like Todd DeVoe last year, I mean, practiced well, but the games, he seemed to make a lot of big plays. Is that something that...
What you never know is about special teams, how guys are going to go out there and compete, because special teams, you never go in full speed. You can't, obviously, from an injury factor. But, you know, special teams is something that really stands out, and with a 45-man squad on game day, you know, that's usually the difference with winning and losing, guys that really stand out in special teams.
When are you hoping to get Courtney back?
First game. Okay. First game. And he had a scope. The scope went well and cleaned some loose bodies up. You know, usually a scope can be 1 week to 2 weeks to 3 weeks. And with 4 weeks, I feel pretty good that he should be able to come back if there's no setbacks. And we'll keep our fingers crossed.
And obviously with a veteran, it's not like it's a rookie that's missed a camp. Somebody who's been there and done that. So obviously you like the guy here, but I would imagine it's not as important.
Well, he's been here through all the OTA days, so it's not like he missed camp. You know, he still had 3 weeks and 3 weeks of good repetition. So therefore, with his experience, like you just mentioned, you feel pretty good. But you want him to get back into football shape, and the quicker he can come back, the better off we're going to be.